All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, the watch out for fireballs about the coin game really got me thinking about amusements, about coin games and such. And I went out and I bought one of my favorite ones, Aftershock.
Okay. Yeah, Aftershock's good.
Yeah, it's like a reverse pinball table where you drop the coin in and you have to steer it as it goes down the kind of the scene of this earthquake destruction. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a real good time.
Terrible taste. Like in a general sense, it's one of the least tasteful ticket games.
Yeah, and they didn't even put like a in solemn honor of, and then list the name of anybody who has ever died in an earthquake.
If you pull down one of the clowns from Knockdown Clown, it shows you the name of every dead clown.
Yeah, and just that's why there are so many Knockdown Clowns.
Oh yeah, like there's one in every arcade because clown mortality rates have gotten fucking out of control.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just really, really hit by the. I was trying to find a way to cross pie and opioid.
opioids in the face.
Yeah.
Well, and also, it's one of those with clown infant mortality, like a sinking tide lowers all ships.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
I had put some names on some of the different options here, and I'm gonna have you play whichever one it lands on. That's where we're gonna go.
That sounds great.
But it is in pretty bad condition though, because I've not restored it yet. But I just could not wait.
No, so. That's quite all right. Let me put out my black armband real quick and play this tribute to earthquake survivors and victims.
All right, and here we go. Oh no, there's something on the there's like a little rat. Gary, steer it away from the rat. He's in there. Gary, you hit it. I got a creature in my aftershock.
Oh,
you creature shocked me.
I did creature shock, yeah. And the rat though has now sold that bauble to his family. For his family.
Is it hard times?
Yeah, he's going to buy a lot of cheese, so good for him. No rats are harmed. Is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome down to Except Suffering, where everything is coming up Butterfield. I'm Butterfield.
I'm Ross.
And I'm Butterfield. And you're listening to Except Suffering, where everything is coming up Butterfield.
And this week, we are talking about Creature Shock, which, boy, did not intend for this to be another CDI 3DO thing. So in such quick succession. But man, is this one of the most CDI 3DO things that has ever been.
I got so mad and bored at this.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the beginning of it, I kind of liked the voiceover. Mm-hmm. Of it, because like, this is kind of cool, serious sci-fi. You don't see this in video games that often.
Yeah.
You know, this voice actor is not, you know, hyperbolically, like there's not a tons of razzle dazzle to it. And then it's just so fucking slow.
Oh,
it's like
gosh.
8 minutes before you get to do anything. And it's just the slowest, you know, real dolls slowly walking.
With a little load screen every time they change camera angles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where somebody at the time probably said, oh, it's just like a movie, without recognizing, oh, a movie would cut a lot of this. Like a movie would not show like standing up in painstaking detail, you know, it would be edited to convey what was done, not to show everything that was done.
Yeah. It's the problem with like Quantic Dream games.
Yes.
Like it even comes up in games I like, you know, we're talking about The Quarry this week and the speed at which those characters walk upstairs, makes me want to fucking die.
You ever try turning around on the stairs in that game?
Yes. With a companion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have. And, it's really, really hard. And I'm like, this is the appeal of this is playing a movie, but they're making me watch everything in real time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a mistake. Like it's a good game. But that's a problem.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing. You have to be aware when you try to be a movie.
Yes.
Because movies are edited. Mm-hmm. Even though you talking about that did make me think of a movie, Load Times, which I was like, thought that was an interesting idea. And then realized, oh, that's when we watched Gamer.
Uh-huh.
That was a movie of Load Times.
Like, you're right.
That's literally what it was. That's what buffering is.
Yeah, exactly. And, we, and we've had that since Real Media back in the AOL days. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you load up one of those GBA Shrek carts that has like a 15 second clip of Shrek and it has upwards of three on the cart. You had to wait for those things to load.
Yeah. Oh my God. We sold so many of those. It can't stop.
Release a movie in that format. And like you just get a garbage bag full of them and you have to sequence them.
That's kind of what Quibi was too.
It's totally what Quibi was.
It was just with a day long loading time every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Brutal. yeah, but it wasn't clips of SpongeBob.
No,
you know,
no. And that's probably where they failed.
Yeah. They didn't get that Sponge Robert or the, what's his head? Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yeah.
You know,
Sponge Shrek.
Tall guy. The orange guy, the orange, big, tall guy. It's what? Irish.
What?
Shrek?
Yeah. Yeah. The orange, big, tall guy, Shrek?
Yeah, he's Irish. Hey, I know what color Shrek is. I just, okay. I'm doing a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
The, like, I know what color Shrek is.
my secret knowledge.
Mm-hmm. No one must know.
By pretending to not know.
Yeah. I've lured you into my web.
So like the setup for this is mankind is sending out spaceships to search the solar system for a new place to live. One of the ships, manned by just one person, runs into an asteroid that is made of organics that just kind of slurps it up.
I love how confident your AI is.
Yeah.
Like during that part, like there's actually a little bit of comedy to it where it's like, have we scanned for life? And it's like, there's no doubt the asteroid is alive. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then the asteroid immediately fucks you up, like attacks you. And then your AI gives you a comically short countdown until it's going to, you get 10 seconds to get to the pod.
Malevolent
AI.
But then you play as the kind of rescue guy who is sent. And this is a game where you are like picking which door you're going to go into. And maybe there will be a point, you know, where you have to do like a light gun style shooting. Yes. Of all these pre-rendered things, the light gun sections do have a little bit of that Corpse Killer Monster Party kind of feel to it a little bit. I just was laughing at the perfectly synchronized movements of these fucked up little dudes. So that is not without joy, but like this is just incredibly slow. And when I saw that Argonaut developed it, I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Totally Argonaut.
Yeah. Oh, Argonaut published by Virgin Interactive.
Uh-oh.
Oh God.
No, no.
And also on the on the 3DO, you know, you play this on you can play this a light gun.
Uh-huh.
On other systems on the PS1, you play it with a control pad.
Yeah.
So it's like it tops out at Resident Evil Dead Aim in those parts, you know, and that's a rough ceiling. Like there's a little bit of joy to it, but a light gun, like shooting gallery. This was described as a first person shooter on Wikipedia. And like, yeah, kind of the same way, you know, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is really bad. Like it's specifically of its era. Like a game that feels like it was designed for that era, but also did not receive any kind of warm welcome. Like looking at the reception that it got, nobody fucking likes this game.
No, it has a Wikipedia set at best here where it says IGN raised. the gameplay was raised, R-A-Z-E-D.
It was
like
sacked.
A village. Yeah,
it was sacked. Their crops were plowed under, and the earth was salted.
They salted the earth in which this gameplay lied. IGN had that power back in the day. Nobody likes it.
I like this though. More Wikipedia said it best. Reviewing the Saturn Special Edition, GamePro called it a poor man's Siberia.
That's pretty good.
Nobody wants to be that.
Yeah. Weirdly, Argonaut didn't end up doing the Star Fox 2 port for the SNES Mini.
Uh huh.
You know, that's like good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's good.
Yeah, so. No, that's that yeah. like, but how many original people could that have been?
No, almost none. I mean,
yeah, that was like 13. So it's like a 13-year gap between Catwoman the game and then Star Fox 2.
They also, back in 1998, did Buck Bumble. So I can't be entirely mad at these guys. Yeah. But also, this is dog shit. This is one of the games, like playing this, I was thinking about this. You know, you're saying how it doesn't have anyone going to bat for it. It's very of its time. Mm-hmm. This might be one of the least recommendable things we've ever done for the show.
Yes.
Like, there's no reason to go back to this. Even from a historical standpoint, this kind of sewer shark, mm-hmm. like, play sewer shark.
Yeah.
You know, like, any number of things. It's not just a question of doing it better. It's that I think this is without a unique selling point, mm-hmm. both in its time, like, even from a historical context or a current context.
Yeah.
Like, by this is, you know, we say you shouldn't play this all the time when we talk about bad games, but sometimes there's something funny or interesting.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Creature Shock. Like, it is nothing.
Yeah. There's really, like, nothing of note. I mean, even like its plot is really derivative, like just of Alien and Aliens, you know, except without, you know, the competence there. I would say that when did the original version of this come out? 1994, like, I don't even know of that, but like the fact that they were swinging for, let's have everything be computer generated, when you have so much more charisma and these other titles that are FMV, you know, like that is such a that is such a misstep. You know,
there are even games that had this kind of, you know, everything being computer generated. Like, this is even the first, and on the Wikipedia at the very least, it's like one of the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so imagine putting out something like this and not even having that appellate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad just shit. Pointless product.
Yeah. Fucking CDI, man. I found out last night that Liv did not know about the Zelda CDIs. So I got to take her on a whirlwind journey through all those.
Okay.
You know, including the third one, the Zelda's Quest one, where it actually plays overhead like Zelda, but has huge loading times whenever you switch screens. So imagine, like, you know, and most of the screens are empty. Uh-huh. So you just walk across a little box and then just like this huge loading time, and it loads into the next one.
Does that also include going into the menu?
Yes. But it actually succeeds a little bit better than the other ones because it's FMV. So they got actors to do the various characters as opposed to weirdly over animated cartoons. We also watched the entirety of the Super Mario Brothers Hotel Mario cutscenes.
Okay.
And there's a thing Mario says in that, and I shit you not, like, we're just watching the cutscenes. He goes into a hotel, a lot of gameplay that we didn't see. He ends up in a room full of toasters that are all plugged in unsafely, like a PSA about putting too many things into a power strip.
Okay.
And he says, you know what they say about toasters? Toasters toast.
That they do, Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, Mario. Like, it's the CDI Mario. So he's like, you know what they say? Like, he sounds all grunty and gross. Like Mickey Rourke. Like, you woke up Mickey Rourke from a bad dream and yelled in his face, and that's, you know what they say, toaster's toast.
They don't let me see my kids.
Get out of my trailer. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's fucking nuts, man. The CDI
the toasters do toast.
He's not wrong. Uh-huh. He's wrong when he says, you know what they say.
Yes.
I think that it's been a long time since they've had to make that claim about toasters. Like, maybe when they were first invented.
Right, right. You know,
that might have been a tagline for, like, Toaster Co.
Yeah.
Like, the first toaster.
You want toast? Get a toaster.
Yeah, yeah. Toaster's toast. And then that's like, okay, well, you know, and, like, at one point in history, what the fuck is a toaster? Would be a really good question.
Yeah, you know?
Like, that doesn't sound like anything.
Uh-huh.
You know? What is toast? Like, I don't, you know? Oh, then you get a magical box that, like, transmogrifies, yeah, just, bread just into it.
Makes it perfectly every time. Yeah,
cooks it.
Yeah.
You want reliability, get a toaster. Mm-hmm. That guy from from Crisis. You know? Or you want guaranteed results or whatever. You want guarantees, get a toaster. And I'm like, yeah, that is a very reliable appliance.
Yeah, I'm one of the most reliable that I have. I never touch the dial.
Yeah, I don't think, is there a more reliable appliance?
Ah, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, especially in terms of scale, like, I don't know, my fridge is pretty reliable, but like
fridges die, dude.
Fridges do. Yeah.
I've had more fridges die than I've had toasters die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never had a toaster. I have always quit a toaster before it's quit me.
Yeah. I've had stoves give out. I've had the same $30 like Walmart Cuisinart toaster for like 10 years now.
Yeah. And it still works just as well as the day you got it.
Yeah. I mean, and I use it most every day.
Yeah. Fucking A, man.
Yeah. Toasters.
Mario's right.
Toasters do toast. Yeah. But I'm saying toast like in a way that's like, you know, like hell yeah.
Yeah. Like a toast to toasters.
Yeah. You know? A toast to toasters.
Yeah.
I need an evening with toasters brought to you by my
dinner with toaster. Yeah. Tell me more. But people don't always say that, but maybe we can get people to start saying it.
Maybe we can,
you know. So
so what did Olivia think of the
it was real CDI fun stuff. Like, you know, yeah. if you've never seen that stuff before,
mm-hmm.
like imagine, you know, it's just really, really shocked. Shocked and awed.
Yes.
We've also taken to, there's a lot of, you know, cause we get in between moments. Like we have a ritual and we watch X-Files and eat dinner. And then typically like, we don't feel like getting up yet. And before we're going to start like doing our bedtime ablutes, or I'm going to go do some more work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just throw on some YouTubes. Yeah. And, one of the things we've been watching old, you know, cartoon intros.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause that's a real good time mm-hmm. in a general sense. I want you to, out of the corner of your eye, I'm going to give you a cartoon intro
okay.
in the Slack. And I want you to kind of watch this. Now you can't, it's a minute long. So, you know, I don't want a minute of dead silence on the podcast while you're listening to watching, you know, okay. for people. But I do want you to see a thing that happens in this. And I think it's kind of important not to skip ahead to it, but I will okay. tell you it happens. We can stop watching. Here, let me see. It's actually most of the video. It's at the end.
Okay.
But it's real good. Do you ever hear this cartoon Brave Star?
No, I've never heard of Brave Star. It looks to be about sci-fi cowboys.
It's a sci-fi cowboy who, because he's an indigenous person, he has the power of the wolf, eagle, and like stag.
Okay.
But a thing happens at about 50 seconds into this that I think is really special.
All right.
You know, so Brave Star, you know, goes around the spaceways. Being a sheriff of the future
okay.
in space, techno sheriff. This is all fine. This is the kind of stuff we had as kids.
Right.
Everything in space was kind of a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Like the Silverhawks had a cowboy who hung out with him who played like a space guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just the style at the time.
It's just an easy archetype to put in.
Extremely. Yeah. You know, and the bad guys have these horse hover things,
mm-hmm.
but Brave Star has a companion that he likes to, used to even the odds. He's got his power, the puma, the wolf, and the eagle, whatever, and the stag. About 46 seconds through this, he jumps down and fights all the guys, whistles for his friend, and then something incredible fucking happens.
Okay, so I'm should I have been seeing hitting play?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So, well, so go ahead and hit play, and I'm actually fast forward to about 40 seconds.
Okay. So I will start at about 40 seconds here.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. He's riding toward the camera.
Yep.
All of his people. Oh, wait. Now the sheriff star is glowing. Who's jumping in? What is this?
Brave Star. He's
hopping down. Here's Brave Star. And his horse turns into a horseman.
Keep watching for the horseman.
Okay.
He does some cool stuff.
Are you talking about the back-to-back shoulder-to-shoulder wink?
Wink and then him cocking the shotgun with one hand. Like, I love that the horse turns into this awesome like horse who's holding a horse with gun. It's a huge force multiplier for horses.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, in a given situation, a horse might be the most dangerous thing there.
Yes,
you know, in most situations,
and a gun
actually
is always the most dangerous thing there.
Yeah, so you combine the two of them.
Yeah, like, and this horse can walk around and handle a gun, and he's got tons of attitude.
I also like that because the top part is horse, mm-hmm. it implies that he has the intellect of a horse.
Yes.
Which is shockingly small.
He's just going to shoot everything that isn't apples or carrots.
Just everything is going to startle him and he's just going to keep on firing. Just unload a whole rail of shells and then just pop more in.
And the only way to calm him down is with like a couple carrots and maybe some peanut butter. Yep. And then the horse shooter can be I'm actually gonna walk back that joke.
Okay.
Even before I say
in light of recent events. Yeah,
everyone use your imagination. In light of recent and future, sadly. Yep,
probably today.
And past events. Yeah. I'm going to walk back the joke about the horse shooter.
Yeah.
Or gun horse.
Yeah. No, I never saw Wildstar. Did you ever like run into compilation CDs of television show, cartoon theme song kind of things?
Not cartoon, but I had one for sci-fi shows.
Gotcha.
It was two discs, and one disc was TV shows and one disc was movies.
Huh. Okay.
That was really cool. But I would be in the market for such a thing if I were to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I love this shit.
My dad had one, that was, just real fun. Just put it on like, hey, here's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or whatever. There was a bunch of stuff that I hadn't heard of there, but there was one very hurtful one. That was used hurtfully to me in that.
Okay.
Which is there's a television show. It turns out it was like an anime that was localized here, kind of alongside Astro Boy, like this like 60s, 80s anime kind of stuff. Called Gigantor. Okay.
Okay, Gigantor.
And the theme song goes Gigantor. It's just that all over and over again. And because I hit a growth spurt very early on and it was clear I was going to be very tall. What did that side of the family decide to, say whenever I lumbered into a room? Gigantor.
And Gigantor is in black and white. So plausibly it could be a gigantic orange robot like yourself.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. Anything that is a cartoon intro kind of has a little bit of that energy for me.
Sure. Yeah. They should have used the, cause this is from the '60s. They should have used the '60s Hulk theme song for you, which says he was pelted by gamma rays. Ain't he unglamour rays, which is one of my favorite forced rhymes. like a shop girl secretary goes, hey, neon glamour rays. And the end of it just goes, Hulk, 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 which would also be a great thing to sing to you.
Yeah. Well, when you said the, because I was a real, real sad, real melancholy little kid, when you said Hulk, I was like, oh yeah, they should do the, Bruce Banner sulk. Walking away. Yeah. Do sulk, the sulk. The-
sulk, sulk, sulk.
Yeah. That was a fun CD though, other than the family making jokes but actually being hurtful.
Well, being big as a kid, because I was also a big kid, it's a double-edged mm-hmm. sword. So every once in a while somebody sees you and they're just like, oh shit, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
whoa, like this is awesome. And then some people are just like, I don't know, people have a lot of opinions on the size of children.
They do, yeah.
And you can't control it at all.
No.
I had one of my mom's friends, I'll never forget it, as a little fat kid, came up to me and was like, you could run all that off. And like, no prompting. And it was like, and with the nature in which it was coming, like she was a big lady. And it was more like, if only I were as young as you, you could develop the habits that I wish I had.
Right, right.
Was the implication.
You're still on the right side of the metabolism curve.
But it was such a weird thing to just have a child just comment on me.
Uh-huh.
Like that. It felt extremely off. I don't know. You don't talk about kids. You at least don't talk about other people's kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just that would have destroyed me.
Yeah. what am I supposed to say to you?
Yeah.
About that.
Come on.
Dislike.
Man. Mean
a person who like popped in during duck stream and just said ugly. who just found it's like, Jesus Christ. It's just all of us sitting on the couch.
I wasn't there for that. Just like
one word review. And fuck, man.
Well, like, shit. Well, I'm just, shit, as okay. God made me, sir.
Yeah. When it was all of us too, where it was yeah. just like a bunch of dudes hanging out on the couch. And I just wanted to be like, have you seen Nick? Uh-huh. Come on, man. And, you know, I just, that, it's what we get for not having Brayton there this year.
Ah, true. We yeah. you need the Adonis qualities thrown in.
Yeah, gotta have a yeah. handsome man.
Yeah, yeah. I've started throwing a face cam on my streams. Just you know, because yeah, just whatever. It the people like it, right? And yeah. You know, I think that I'm at a point where if somebody does say something mean about me, I can just be like, fuck you. But yeah. you know, just I'm still kind of waiting for that shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yep.
You know, it's a thing where, and I can imagine, not necessarily a straw man, but like, I can imagine somebody being cranky because like, we will make fun of somebody who, you know, like looks like a hobgoblin sometimes on here if they're yeah. famous, you mm-hmm. know? So it's like big public figure and like, but also just not to them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't yeah. think that I like, here's a weird thing I've thought of before. Here's an ethical quandary I'm going to saw you into, mm-hmm. Could like. We're all like all right thinking people. We hate Ted Cruz.
Yes.
One of the things that's like a 10th order concern for Ted Cruz is he's extremely unpleasant to look at. Mm-hmm. The two things inform each other, you know, like the fact that he is a monster man makes mm-hmm. him less pleasant to look at, but he's also just unpleasant to look at.
Yeah.
I don't think I could say to his face though. Like, I don't think I could be like, you look like a melting candle, you know, to his face.
Yeah. Like, couldn't say you look like a meat sack full of worms. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and there's this weird idea that like, oh, you know, anything you can say, you should say it to somebody's face. Like, why? You know, like what would happen from that? That would be good.
It wouldn't be like at the top of my list of things that I want to say to him is the thing.
No, yeah. I and also not at the top of the list of things I'd want to do if I was in the same room,
mm-hmm.
you know, I play Jenga.
Yeah. And also if he was good and I agreed with him, like, here, I'll say this, John Fetterman, really, really funny looking dude.
Incredibly hilarious.
Yeah.
Looking dude.
You know, yeah. just
like, but
just,
seems like a generally like fine.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Seems on the curve. Seems fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just in the Senate, probably one of the closest people to my views on stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
you share your Gigantor ways.
Yeah, I do.
He's going to one of his rallies holding up a Gigantor sign. Yeah,
just blocking everybody's view. but yeah, no, he looks like a cartoon of a man, you know,
yeah.
But also like, I don't know. I'm not disgusted when I see him because he's not trying
because he's not a horrible person.
Yeah.
And it like, imagine a world in which Ted Cruz wasn't the one of the worst people ever. Like, I also wouldn't have those feelings. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like I would all of a sudden be like, man, what a fucking super hunk.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have feel like I had spiders crawling on me whenever I looked at him.
Yeah.
You know, which is how I feel now. I'm like, just like, oh my God, like get this, you know, it was the same thing. Like, I mean, the same thing when Trump was on Twitter and I had to like mute him constantly. Cause I just don't like looking at him,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes me feel like I have spiders all over my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just,
it's a quandary that you run into with, like Ben Shapiro too. Cause like
yeah.
the joke that you go to is, oh, he's short. Right.
Yes.
But like the energy around him as being somebody who is very much trying, you know, is still trying to lean into, I'm the young kid, right? Like, you yeah. know, I'm the hot new kid on the scene, you know, kind of thing. And also just the amount of just overconfidence that he's trying to put into it. It's real, like, you know, short hopping mad dude kind of stuff that feels like it's part of his thing.
It's also weird. All these little things dovetail with him, like him loudly bragging that he doesn't make his wife wet, you know, stuff like that. Like it all just dovetails into a type and mm-hmm. that type does not necessarily include, but can include being like 4 feet tall.
Yeah. And like, you know? I would never make fun of somebody who, you know, like not even like other people at my work or at school who got shit for being short. Like that wasn't the thing that I would give them shit about.
No.
Cause like, that's boring. But like when it's your overall thing, you know, kind of like it's a little bit like when somebody is losing their hair and they go to extreme lengths to try and hide it. Like that is pathetic in that it brings out pathos.
It's undignified.
Yeah. There's a lack of dignity in the carriage that is comorbid or co-concurrent with these kind of things. Yeah.
You know, I like to think that the moral high road of just never taking into account how somebody looks is kind of a platonic ideal. Mm-hmm. I just don't necessarily think that I have to hold myself to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are things that I, you know, there are things that I take joy in that I'm not proud of taking joy in. And like, you know, recognizing that like the cast of Lord of the Rings are all aging into hobgoblins, like is one of the things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's not like, again, I wouldn't say it to their face. It doesn't make me like them less or anything. It's just like if a reunion shot of those dudes show up and just like somebody's like, ugh. that will make me laugh. I can't help it.
Yeah.
No, but also like people make fun of me, like make fun of how I look, and some like somebody pops in the stream and they're just like ugly, like that sucks. But you know, I've had people effectively make fun of how I look in a way that makes me laugh.
Oh yeah,
you know, all the time.
You know, and also like what's somebody going to say to me that I don't already know?
Haven't thought about. Yeah.
Orange. Okay. Yeah. No, I have red hair. Yeah. My beard is really red compared to everything else. Like I get it. Yeah. No, that's a thing. No. Yeah. A lot of people say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat. Okay. Yeah. No, that's, I walk, it's my body. I walk around in it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a, it's a thing where like you have to be a little bit more creative, you know, than just describing, you know, like there has to be like a poetry or to like a metaphor to the words.
Yes.
You know, that can make it kind of funny, to me. And even then it's like their intent matters.
Yes.
Like if you're, giving my shit or you're having fun, I think that can come through, you know, it doesn't mean I'm not trying to encourage bullying of like kids. Like there are times where it's more sensitive and you shouldn't do this at all.
Yeah. No, right? You shouldn't like, do it to a fucking kid. This. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and an adult should never go up to a kid and do it. Like that's ridiculous, you know, but if we're all adults and there's this, a screen between, you know, the celebrity and, you know, me and Liv on the couch and just be like, hey, you know, so this extra on the X-Files, you know, looks like a cartoon sailor for some reason. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Funny. Looks like a cartoon sailor.
And like, I don't know, when I'm making notes, I do that all the time. How many times when I'm trying to describe somebody, do I describe them as like a dime store blank or a teleporter accident of blank, you know?
Yeah, which is, you know, extremely brutal if you were to say it to a child.
Yeah, but it's descriptive about a person on a screen and you know, is done with an intent to capture somebody's energy. Yeah. I don't know. Like
it's complicated. I don't think we solved it, but it's something I think about when I think about that. I remember I went on a date with a girl who was really, really adamant about not making fun of how Ted Cruz looked because, you know, and I was really surprised by that. And I was like, and you know, the idea was like, oh, there's so many things that are worse about him. I'm like, yeah, but like, let's dine out. You know, that's like saying there are a lot of good things on the menu. Let's only get the best thing on the menu. And like, sometimes I want a drink and dessert, you know, maybe I want an app.
Yeah.
You know, like let's run down the gamut. You know, let's really lay into this fucker because he's causing material harm to people I care about all the time and intends to do it in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
no, just
my words do not equal that scale. Like I don't need to take that. It's that when they go low, we go high bullshit.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I think that, as complicated as my feelings are about remarking on anybody's appearance in general, if they are doing harm to people, then, and, you know, and if they have more power than me or the people that they're doing harm to, then no, fuck them. There it is. And
the way I think about it is like, sometimes you can turn in your humanity card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's a basic amount of respect that is owed to people just for being people, and you can throw that away.
Yes.
You can decide, you know what? I'm not interested in that respect. I'm going to do these things instead.
Yeah.
You know,
and there are so many worse things you can say about Charlie Kirk other than every year his face gets smaller and smaller in proportion to the rest of his head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's true.
It's true.
But there are meaner things you can say, you know, and he deserves way worse. Mm-hmm. He deserves things more than words.
Yep.
So like that song.
Yeah.
You know. Anywho.
Yeah. Be nice to the people around you.
Yeah.
Be like nice to the people around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they're victims of this horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a It's infuriating. I've been off Twitter. My exposure to that has been way lessened, but it's not nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Still keeping up with the stuff that's going on, and it's not great.
No. And there's no such thing as logging off.
Yeah. You can log off a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a spectrum like everything.
Yes. Yeah. Shit is fucking awful and getting worse every day.
Yeah. It sucks. So, Duckfeed says trans rights.
Comedy pod. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. If people like the show, what should they say? What should they do?
Well, they should say to their browsers, take me to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And there they can support us, get a whole bunch of bonus content, and make sure your boys can keep on doing the shows. Yeah.
Big thanks to Paul, who demanded this game.
Yes.
We appreciate you, Paul. Mm-hmm. Very much. It was also suggested by Cheap A55 Gaming or Cheap Ass Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to demand a game, you can do so at the Patreon. Mm-hmm. There. You can also leave us range reviews. You can tell your friends about the podcast. That's great. That helps a lot. That's basically it. Listen to other stuff. Finally, what should they do?
Until next time, watch out. that asteroid is organic and it's a right wing influencer. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still haven't put up the thread.
Well, it's up to me to do your job for you. I will.